Welcome back. Today we're going deep. Future jungle mid-bass modulation for that VHS rave color in Ableton Live 12. The goal is super specific. We're not making a big modern wobble bass, and we're not doing a pure 94 Reese either. We're building a mid layer that rolls like jungle, but it's got that cassette tape haze, tiny pitch drift, a little chorus smear, some grit in the highs, and most importantly it moves with the drums so it feels alive in the atmosphere of the track. And we're doing this with stock Ableton devices in Live 12, with a couple optional upgrades if you want more tape transport realism. Alright, set your tempo somewhere in the 165 to 174 range. I'm going to sit at 170. Pick a key that's friendly for bass weight. F, F sharp, or G are the classics for a reason. Now give yourself a drum context, because bass sound design in a vacuum is how you end up with sounds that feel impressive soloed and useless in a mix. Load a break, like an Amen or Think style break, and also put a tight kick and snare under it. Keep the break a little filtered or turned down so it doesn't mask what we're designing. We just want it as a groove reference. Now create three tracks, a sub track, a mid bass track, and then group them into a bass bus. In Ableton, select sub and mid, then group. That group is your bass bus, where you'll do gentle glue later. Step 1. The sub. This is intentionally boring, stable, and mono. On your sub MIDI track, load operator. Oscillator is a sign. No pitch envelope. Voices set to 1. Keep it mono. For the amp envelope, we want it tight but click-free. Attack basically at 0 or a couple milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain very low or all the way down. And release somewhere around 50 to 120 milliseconds. If you hear clicks, lengthen release slightly. If it feels too lazy, shorten it. Write a 2-bar roller pattern. Think syncopation. Some 1/8 notes, some 1/16 placements, and leave holes for the kick and snare to speak. Jungle bass is as much negative space as it is notes. Now process the sub lightly. EQ 8 first, just to make sure you're not accidentally generating a bunch of top end. The sub's job is weight under about 120 Hz, not character. Then utility with width at 0%. This is your anchor. Everything cool and unstable happens above it. Step 2. Create the mid-bass source. On the mid-bass track, load Wavetable. We want harmonics that can take modulation and saturation well, without instantly becoming harsh. Oscillator 1. Basic shapes. Set the position around 30 to 40%, so you're between pure sine or triangle and that more sawish buzz. Keep oscillator 2 off for a moment, or bring it in very quietly later if you want extra menace. Unison. Two voices, small amount. We're not doing super saw trance. Think of this as a subtle thickener. Turn on the filter. Try MS2 or PRD, and add a little drive, like 2 to 6 dB. Put the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz as a starting point, and a touch of resonance, maybe 10 to 20%. For the amp envelope, similar vibe. Fast attack, decay around 250 milliseconds, sustain low to medium, release 60 to 150 milliseconds. We want it to speak, but not smear into the next note. Now copy the sub MIDI to the mid bass track. Same notes for coherence. Then edit the mid MIDI to add jungle attitude, occasional octave jumps, and a few short 16th ghost notes right before snares. That little push into the backbeat is a huge part of the roller feel. Now we get to the VHS part. Wow and flutter. Here's the mindset. It's not supposed to sound like vibrato. It's supposed to sound like the system itself is slightly unstable. If you can obviously hear the pitch wobbling, you've already gone too far for most future jungle contexts. We'll do two layers of pitch modulation. First, wow, slow drift. In Wavetable, use LFO1 map to oscillator 1 pitch. Sine wave, rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. Amount, tiny, like 2 to 6 cents. Cents, not semitones. Second, flutter. Faster micro jitter, LFO2 to oscillator pitch as well, rate 5 to 7 Hz, amount even smaller, half a cent to 2 cents. Now a coaching tip that will save you, calibrate modulation depth with a tuner, not your gut. Temporarily drop Ableton's tuner after your mid-chain, and watch the needle while the bass plays. You want the needle to barely wander. If it's doing a dramatic dance, your bass is going to sound seasick once you add breaks and pads. Optional alternate approach. If you want more tape deck realism, put shifter after Wavetable, set it to pitch mode, and modulate shifter fine with Live 12 LFO device. One slow LFO for wow, one faster LFO for flutter, again in tiny cents ranges. This often feels like the whole signal is drifting, not just the oscillator, and that reads more like playback instability. Now let's build the color chain, Because VHS rave isn't just pitch, it's also width, texture, and that slightly cheap hi-fi edge. First in the mid-chain, EQ8 for pre-shaping. High pass around 120 Hz so the mid never fights the sub. If it's boxy, dip a bit around 250 to 400. If it needs more note definition, a gentle bump somewhere between 900 Hz and 1.5K can help it speak through busy drums. Next, chorus ensemble. Set it to ensemble mode, rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. Keep depth moderate. Mix in the 10 to 25% range. You're trying to create smear and motion, not turn the bass into a pad. And here's a big teacher note. Chorus is where people accidentally destroy mono compatibility. After the chorus, do a quick mono check, put a utility and set width to zero just for a second. If the bass collapses into a thin sad tone, your stereo is living too low in the spectrum. To fix that, you can do an M/S trick. After chorus, add EQ8 in M/S mode and high pass the side channel somewhere around 300 to 500 Hz. That keeps width in the upper harmonics, while the core note stays solid in mono. Next, saturator for tapish harmonics. Soft sine or analog clip are great. Drive around 2 to 8 dB, soft clip on if it feels good, and then trim output so you're not accidentally getting louder and thinking it's better. Gain staging matters a lot with distortion, because it's level sensitive. Then, erosion for that rave edge. Noise mode. Frequency 2 to 6K, amount may be 0.2 up to 1.5. Be disciplined here. Erosion can go from VHS fizz to broken speaker fast. Decide what role it plays, just a bit of top grit, not the whole sound. Then, auto filter. Choose a low pass like LP24 or MS2. This is your movement and your transitions. You can do slow rolling motion with an LFO around 0.08 to 0.2 Hz, or you can automate the cutoff opening for hype moments into a drop. Quick mixing mindset check. Think in three bands. Weight below 120 Hz is sub only. Bark is roughly 200 to 900 Hz, where the note reads and the rhythm speaks. Fizz is 2 to 8K, where the VHS grit and rave edge live. Most mud problems happen when bark is too loud and chorus is washing it around. Now we make it groove like drum and bass, ducking and rhythmic interaction. First, classic sidechain compression. Put compressor on the mid bass. Turn on sidechain, feed it from the kick, or even better, from a dedicated ghost sidechain track. That ghost sidechain trick is huge. If your break gets busy or your kick pattern changes during fills, your pumping becomes unpredictable. So make a muted SC kick track that plays consistent trigger hits, and sidechain to that. Stable groove, predictable movement. Set ratio around 3:1 to 6:1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds, and tune it to the tempo and feel. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. For jungle rollers, we want bounce, not EDM vacuum pumping. Next, a gate for break-driven stutter. Put gate after the compressor, sidechain it from the break or the snare, and set the threshold so it opens on accents. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to chop the bass into a glitch sample pack. You want that feeling that the mid-bass is conversing with the break. Another trick, auto pan as tremolo. Set phase to 0 degrees so it's not actually panning left-right. It's just turning up and down together. Rate it 1/8 or 1/16, amount 10 to 35%. This gives rave gating energy while staying mono safe. Now, one more coach note, separate movement from loudness. Modulation can create perceived volume swings, which can make your groove feel inconsistent. If that's happening, put a limiter at the very end of the mid-chain and let it catch just 1 to 2 dB occasionally. This is not mastering, it's just keeping modulation peaks from faking dynamics. Okay, now build the bass bus. On the group track, start with EQ8. Just gentle shaping, maybe a tiny dip where the kick fundamental lives if they're fighting, or a gentle shelf if the low end is too heavy. Then glue compressor. Attack around 10 ms, release on auto ratio 2:1, and just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is glue, not crush. Then drum bus. Yes, on bass. Drive 2 to 6. Crunch low, boom very cautious boom can mess with your sub fundamentals fast. If the mid feels clicky, reduce transient slightly. If it's too soft, add a bit. And keep doing mono checks at two points. First, mono the mid track and see if the character collapses nicely. Second, mono the whole bass bus and make sure the bass still reads as a single strong instrument. If mono kills it, your stereo content is too low in frequency. Now let's turn the loop into something that feels like a track. Build a 16-bar evolution. Here's a reliable energy map. Tight to wide to rec to tight. Bars 1 to 4, darker and narrower. Lower filter cutoff. Less chorus mix. Less flutter. Focused roller. Bars 5 to 8. Open the cutoff slightly. Add a touch more saturation. Maybe the hair more width. Bars 9 to 12. Introduce more character. Nudge flutter depth up just a little. Bring in a touch more grit. This is peak VHS vibe. Bars 13 to 16. Pull width back so the mix feels like it tightens up. But do a brief filter open for hype right before the turnaround. And if you want a tape moment without doing a cheesy tape stop, try half bar drag illusion. Soften the mids attack slightly. Reduce highs for one beat. Then snap back on the downbeat. It reads like a transport hiccup, but stays musical. Pro move. Once the mid is vibing, resample 8 bars to audio. Then do tiny micro edits. Chop a tail. Reverse a tiny slice. Add a micro fade. Jungle loves those little ear candy transitions. And crucial rule, you can do all this without touching the sub-track. Keep the weight stable, and let the mid do the storytelling. If you want an advanced workflow that you can reuse, make an audio effect rack on the mid with 2 parallel chains. One is stable, mild saturation, minimal chorus. The other is wrecked, heavier modulation, more grit, maybe more filter movement. Then crossfade between them with the chain selector map to a macro. That gives you DJ tape evolution over 16 bars without rebuilding the patch every time.